At first, the Urbana rank-and-file officers were skeptical about having a civilian police review board in the same way that Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner has opposed the creation of a similar board here. But nearly 10 years after its establishment, the existence of the Urbana board seems to have produced little change, either in the number of complaints filed or in citizen requests for the board to review a police department decision concerning an officer's conduct. If anything, complaints have gone down, as have the number of appeals filed by citizens. That's even though the Urbana Department ruled in the officer's favor in the vast majority of cases. Still, Urbana Deputy Chief Bryant Serafin says the review board is an important check and balance on police conduct.
This ordinance creating the Civilian Police Review Board was passed back in 2007. So we've had this for, and then I believe it they actually came to fruition or came into existence in 2008. So we've had this for going on 10 years now, and I guess I would say a little before the more immediate dialogue of the last couple of years regarding some of community trust issues really surfaced. So we had this for quite a while. And with regards to, there wasn't necessarily a salient point or an event, but I think it kind of came about, I believe it was an idea of one of the past mayors, Laurel Pressing, and it had some traction with the community. Mayor Pressing used to describe it as a sort of a good housekeeping seal of approval on the department that there was some civilian oversight.
What was the reaction of the police department and the police chief at the time? Were they for this or were they originally opposed? Did they have to be brought along?
I think the police department was maybe apprehensive, might be the word, at least from the line officers. Chief Adair at the time was not afraid of it. He had come from the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department, had been a commander there prior to coming to Urbana. He had a little more experience with these types of things, and he wasn't afraid of it. And I think it took a little time to kind of just get the officers aware of the process, sort of how it worked. I know there were some labor contract issues that had to be addressed, and but at this point, it hasn't been an issue for the officers.
What were the labor contract issues that had to be addressed?
One of the issues was whether or not the Civilian Police Review Board could subpoena and order officers to appear before them. And in Urbana, Illinois, the Civilian Police Review Board does not have that authority. And then it had to do with the officers appearing before them, and that the CPRB is more of an appeals-based process, but they don't conduct their own investigations.
That is correct. That's similar to what Bloomington
right.
is proposing. How about the number of complaints about police in Urbana since the review board got up and running, say, in 2000, looks like maybe it had its first full year in 2008, 2009. Have complaints gone up? Have complaints gone down? Have they basically stayed the same?
Complaints have basically stayed the same. The complaints filed for 2010, which was the year that you'd chosen as sort of a kind of a levelized starting point, we actually had 10 complaints filed. In 2016, we had 7 complaints filed.
What does that say to you?
I don't believe it says much of anything, and while I haven't brushed up on my college statistics anytime soon, I don't believe that sort of that fall off is statistically significant, and I don't think we can make a whole lot of generalizations from that one way or the other.
How about appeals requested? Have appeals gone up?
The appeals for the CPRB review, in 2010 we had 1, and in 2016 there were 0 appeals that went before that were moved on to the CPRB phase of the complaint process.
How do you view that? Do you view that as people were satisfied with the disposition of their complaints when the police department made its determination, or maybe people didn't have trust in the review board?
I don't know exactly the answer to that. I would like to think that after going through the investigation process, and there's usually time spent between the complainant and the police department, And there's usually some sort of, there's a lot more information given to the complaining party. Hopefully, after all that, they have been satisfied. But I can't tell you for certain.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. I'm talking with Deputy Chief Brian Serafin of the Urbana Police Department about that city's Civilian Police Oversight Board. Of the complaints that were filed, say, in 2010 and 2016, the 10 complaints in 2010 and the 7 in 2016, how many were found to be unfounded by the police department?
Well, here's what I'll do. I will make sure that you understand at least what the dispositional codes or phrases are so that we use the same language when we have this discussion. So when someone has filed a complaint with us, that we have essentially five different dispositions. There's proper conduct, there's improper conduct, there's policy failure, where now the officer did what they were supposed to, but the outcome wasn't ideal because of policy should probably be reworked. They did, you know, that was the breakdown. We will also then have insufficient evidence, where we simply at this point couldn't determine enough one way or the other, or there's an unfounded complaint where the events didn't occur as described. So with regards to 2010, of those complaints, we had one that was unfounded, two where we determined it was proper conduct. We had one that had two sub-issues within it, and I say that because one had two dispositions of proper conduct and insufficient evidence all within the same singular one complaint. Four were insufficient evidence, and then we had two where it was where it's been closed as no finding, where we had no further contact with the complaining party, and one is actually still pending from 2010 because the person is in prison. That's the 2010 results. In 2016, of the seven complaints, three were unfounded, four were proper conduct.
That follows pretty much the pattern of Bloomington, in that most of the complaints are found in favor of the officer. Now, let's go back to the review board itself and membership. Has Urbana had difficulty recruiting members for this? And if so, what kinds of difficulty?
I don't believe that there's been an issue. I haven't heard that, but I honestly can't. I don't know.
Has there ever been controversy about someone who was nominated by the mayor but not accepted by the council, for example, or not accepted by the community?
No.
Overall, how would you say the Civilian Review Board has been working in Urbana?
Oh, I think it's been working just fine. The officers aren't nearly as concerned about it as they were 10 years ago when we started going down this road. I think it works well in trying to make sure that we're being open and transparent and have an extra layer of review. I think the community, the people that I've known over the years who have served on the board have, I guess, enjoyed their participation in this. I think it gives them some insight into what the policing is about, because there's like a training component and certain amount of ride-along time and some other things they have to do so that they are educated as they sit in their CPRB chairs.
Do you think that the community has gained better trust, better confidence in the police department?
I don't have quantitative data to support that, but I believe the answer is yes. What I can say is that the Urbana experience has generally been positive. It's been a non-issue for us with regards to the officers, and I think it's positive for the community. But I guess each community is a little bit different, and they'll have to make their best decision on what they will think will work for their town.
Chief Serafin, I want to thank you for talking about all of this.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Judy Valente.